Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We return now to our text of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It reads, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." And thus far, we have focused on the first three words, "and we know." Know is eido in the Greek, and it means absolute knowledge. We have complete knowledge, perfect knowledge, thorough knowledge, unqualified knowledge. We have absolute knowledge that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And last time we put this "we know" in contrast with Paul's words back in verse 26 when he writes, "we do not know." How do we make sense of Paul saying in Romans 8 verse 26, "we do not know how to pray," with his words in Romans 8 verse 28, "and we know"? Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, in his sermons on Romans 8, says this, quote, "How can these two statements be reconciled? The answer reminds us of one of the paradoxical truths about the Christian. The Christian is a man who can be certain about the ultimate, even when he is most uncertain about the immediate. This is the final comfort and consolation of the Christian. The Christian does not know everything, but he does know this one thing. Look at him in trouble with everything apparently going against him, and he is so perplexed that he does not know what to pray for as he ought. He is confused and does not understand. Yet even at that very point, he can say, 'I do not know which way to turn or to go. I do not understand why these things are happening. And I do not know exactly what to ask for at this moment. But I know this, that in spite of my ignorance, and in spite of everything that is happening to me, this and everything else is working together for my good. This is the final comfort and consolation of the Christian. We know not." We know is a good summary of the Christian life. Unquote. That was Martin Lloyd-Jones, and I think he nailed it. He's absolutely right. If you have loved God for any length of time, even a short period of time, if you are a genuine Christian, then you do not necessarily know what is happening to you in the present, or certainly why it is happening. But you cannot let this negatively affect what you know will ultimately happen to you. Here is an analogy. One sunny day a few years ago, I agreed to join a friend of mine in his small airplane for a flight from here in Massachusetts across the border into New Hampshire. For those of you listening overseas, these are two states that share a border here in America. The flight would not take long, and when we landed, he promised me a very tasty breakfast near the airport in New Hampshire. Will I do anything for a nice meal? The answer is yes. Yes, I will. Plus, this man was a good friend of mine. I knew him well, and I trusted him. We planned to enjoy much conversation. And so we took off, just the two of us in the small cockpit with the destination clearly identified on the map. And we were flying along, enjoying the beautiful scenery, when all of a sudden, turbulence. Oh my, it was rough. We were thumping up and down and left and right, and I looked over at the instruments and I began to get very nervous. You see, I knew the destination, and I believed we would reach it. I remained confident in the ultimate. But in the immediate, hanging out there in the sky, far above the earth, I was experiencing a hard time. What I was feeling, the turbulence, was troubling to me, and it was making me nervous. Well, just then, my friend, the captain of the plane, saw the look on my face, and he said, "Do not worry. Relax. This is all very normal." He reassured me that we would make it for breakfast and back again in one piece. Oh, my friend, I can tell you that because I knew the pilot personally, because my eyes and ears were fixed on the captain, I could fly through the turbulence at ease. I still did not like the feeling, but his reassurance helped me face the immediate with my eyes fixed on the ultimate. He even showed me the destination again on the map and taught me how to calculate distance. And I am still here, so you know the rest of the story. Did you know that God never, ever, not once, promises that those who love Him will not experience difficulty in this life? In fact, just the opposite. Christians experience turbulence flying the skies of life all the time. We experience severe turbulence at times. We endure real trouble. The immediate is hard to understand and make sense of, but this does not shake our confidence in the end. We are certain about the ultimate. As Lloyd Jones says, "The Christian is a man who can be certain about the ultimate even when he is most uncertain about the immediate. He or she can say, 'I do not know which way to turn or to go. I do not understand why these things are happening, and I do not know exactly what to ask for at this moment. But I know this, that in spite of my ignorance, and in spite of everything that is happening to me, this and everything else is working together for my good. This is the final comfort and consolation of the Christian. We know not, we know," is a good summary of the Christian life. So well put. One of the things that really helps us to know, as St. Paul knew, is to keep our eyes fixed on our captain, Jesus, and to always focus on the end of our lives, even as we live them. Most of us are obsessed with what is going on in our lives now, today, at present. We think of this "all things" coming up in verse 28, and we immediately associate that with the bad things, the evil things, and the troubling things, the things that make us suffer. And we feel like we are never going to get out of this period of struggle. We feel doomed to die here. And yet, when we read the scripture, we see the importance of acknowledging the immediate is uncertain, but the ultimate is still certain. Look not only at the beginning or even the middle of the lives of the men and women of scripture, but look at their end. Let's take one example, Job. Without taking you back to the book of Job and his complete true story, you will probably remember or have heard that he endured much hardship. I dare say Job went through worse than most of us ever will. He really suffered a lot. By reading his life, we learn of the specific ways in which he did. And if you read him at the beginning or the middle of his life, then you might conclude that nothing ever worked out for his good, even though you will see that he did love God. Ah, but if you read him at the end of his life, then you will know that in the ultimate, God caused all things to work together for Job's good. I love the way James puts this in his epistle in chapter 5. I'm reading James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. James 5, verses 10 and 11, describing what God did in the life of Job. The key for us today is this. James 5, verse 11, the outcome of the Lord's dealings. The outcome, that is, the end. Read the life of Job from beginning to end. Do not leave him halfway through. Watch God in motion in his life and find what James found. Job endured until the end and experienced what? He experienced the compassion and mercy of the Lord. I think you and I will find it most helpful to focus on the end of our lives. Look to the end. Keep staring at Jesus, the captain of our souls, and we will find that we too can endure whatever it is we are going through, even now. We can know as Paul knew. That is my point. I am not for 1 minute dismissing the pain, the hurt, the suffering, and the sorrow you may be experiencing, including in my own life. I am not minimizing what we do not know. I think we must acknowledge the hardships we have in this life, and I will talk more about this. I am saying that by "and we know," the apostle means, in the words of Pastor Lloyd-Jones, the Christian is a person who can be certain about the ultimate, even when he is most uncertain about the immediate. Join us tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.